The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Oh, yes, it's the last day of April. Nicola Duke, the Queen of Currency. of all currency. Nicola Duke is the queen.
Digital currency. We'll call it digital currency.
Yeah. But you admit, though, you are the queen of digital currency, yeah?
I wouldn't want to say that. There's a lot of very clever women in blockchain, so...
Yeah, by the way, before we get into... Obviously, people are joining now, so we'll have a quick chat before we get into the stocks. By all means, feel free, if you are on Facebook Live, to suggest a stock that we'll just chart on the fly. Nicola Duke will do that, no problem whatsoever. But I saw some kind of rant you were on Bitcoin or cornering the market. What was all that about, Nick? Take us through it.
Okay, so there were these guys in a Telegram chat, yeah. And they said, you know, why don't we get together and get a large chunk of stock in one of these ICOs, and then we can control the price, you know? And they said, let's pick a really good one. So they picked a really good one. And I think they said actually manipulate the price, but so obviously that's, you know, but they hadn't even bought all of the shares or the coins or the tokens or whatever. Like, they were still trying to buy them. Mm-hmm. Never mind got as far as, you know, pumping and dumping it. And there are people who pump and dump ICOs every single day. Well, Twitter went completely berserk when these guys were exposed, because they were Twitter personalities. And, you know, they're insane. People's insane response to this, when not only are ICOs pumped every single day, but there are pump groups like, I don't want to name names, but there are personalities, McAfee, for example, who do this every day, pump stocks. He gets paid $105,000 per promotional tweet for a coin. Oh. And everybody follows him because they know if he promotes a coin, it's going to go up. That's the pump and dump. So all of these same people that are freaking out because these guys thought they'd put their money on the line and buy a load of... one coin, you know, are enabling it, and they're being complete hypocrites.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you want to, in stocks, I know if you go above 3%, you have to notify the company, then notify via the regulatory news service,
right.
And so it's official. Now,
except there was the very clever Porsche takeover of Volkswagen, where they did it via options and didn't declare it, didn't they?
Oh, right.
That was a bit naughty.
I think when anything's not transparent, it should, you know, right. it's wrong. If he's trying to mislead, then it's wrong. If you're just trying to accumulate stock because you think there's potential in doing that, and you're open about that, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, you know, it's like investing in a company. If you are pumping stock and selling at the same time, that is not good. That should be illegal, and you know, it's misrepresenting. And
right.
There's nothing
illegal about accumulating a lot of stock. But what is illegal is pumping it, artificially inflating the price. That's illegal.
And I know people. You've got to understand, some people's strategies are different to others. Like, I'm a mid to long term holder investor. I'm not a trader. Now, there are people on Twitter who will pump a stock to get the 20% to get out. Now, they'll pretend the stock they're buying is fantastic for the long term, mid term. But yet, I know full well they'll be out within a week. You know, so they'll say, "Oh, this is going to be a multi bagger kind of next couple of years," but they'll be out within a day or a week. And so, I don't see the point of that. I don't trade. So, if I'm talking about a stock, I'll probably be talking about it for like 6 months, 12 months, a year, 2 years time. You know, I hold, like today, Upland Resources is doing very well. My first blog on that company was in 2016, and I'm still hold. You know, you've got to know what the agenda is of the person who's doing the promotion or whatever they're doing. You know, I see pump and dump as people who's pumping it while they're dumping it, and I think that should be illegal. Full stop. I mean, everyone probably likes to promote stocks they're in, because the reason why they're in them is because they see a good side of them. I think, you know, that's why. But there's nothing wrong with promotion as long as it's honest and upfront and transparent. It's when it becomes a bit two-faced, a bit, you know, dishonest. That's what should be illegal.
Well, to be honest, these guys, you know, they were openly discussing it in a public forum,
yes,
so it wasn't terribly.
That's fine.
But they did say they were going to manipulate it, so it was wrong. I just thought the people's response to it and the hatred and the vitriol, and then as soon as Palm Beach come out with their next list, they'll all be buying them and pumping them as well. So.
But that is the nature, isn't it, of pretty much cryptocurrency?
It's trading.
This is not investing, but is it trading pretty much? Most of the people are trading it, aren't they, you know?
Yeah, they are, unfortunately, yeah.
Okay, last day of April, and I was taking my two sons rugby training yesterday, and I actually checked with my phone to check I had the right date. I thought, is it wind? Are we going backwards or what? Winter's coming on. I thought we were going back into the beach. It's ridiculous, but apparently towards the end of this week, it's going to be sunny. That's what they reckon. Okay, let's go with some stocks. Chariot, oil and gas. Didn't have a good result in their drill. I mean, it's been talked about for a while and it's going to be going up for a while. Hang on, look at the chart. That is, if you look at the chart there, right, it's telling you something there. Even before, you can see because they did a big drill today and it wasn't successful, hydrocarbons. But I mean, why is that big down day weeks before? But it's been coming down for a while, hasn't it? But what do you reckon, chart, Nicholas?
Well, this is a weekly chart. This is what it's done since the start of the year. Literally since the start of this year, this has been in a downtrend. When this stock gapped lower in 2012, we have rallied 50% of that drop. And that got us up to 22, 23. And I think people were taking profit there. And so, we've seen a nasty drop literally since the start of the year. But we were looking, we had a couple of weeks in April where we held support of the 200 weekly moving average. And I thought that there was a really good chance that we could rally from there. But in fact, this news has gapped us underneath that. There is some potential support. A support and resistance level, and it comes in between sort of 7.10 and 7.5, and that's where we've stopped today. I think that there's quite a good chance to here or a tiny bit lower. I would be watching for bullish price reaction around here and a turn higher. Mm-hmm. So far, we're just sideways at the lows. I'm looking at an hourly chart, and we're not, but watch for a retest of the lows and potentially a bounce.
Yeah. I mean, this was in Morocco, and they did say, fair play, in line two of their RNS today. First of all, the first one was Rabbit Deep Well. One has been safely drilled to total depth. And then they say the well did not encounter a hydrocarbon accumulation, which, of course, you read that. Now, people have to understand, oil and gas, very risky. When you're doing wildcats, which are drills...
Exploration,
wildcats, which have never been drilled before, there's like, if you're lucky, one in four, one in five chance of success. So, it's like betting on a horse, 5-1, pretty much. It's, the chances of coming in against odds. And I don't want to sort of promote stocks here, but I wrote about a company yesterday that I think, they've diversified very well. They have less risky, cash-generative plays. In fact, Upland and United Oil and Gas do the same thing, but they also have their super wildcats, which have high-risk transformational. So it's not all, they're not putting the house and all on one big drill. It's lots of things going on. So check out UPL and UOG, and they have a diverse portfolio. And you can, if they hit one of these wildcats, it can be massive for the company. But like I said, odds are stacked against. Hummingbird Resources as well, gold operator, quarterly report. Was it a quarterly report? I think the report's out today, and I think they're up on that. But it's, if you want to get a bit of exposure to gold, and everyone says you should, I don't think I've got any exposure in my portfolio to gold, but Hummingbird up a little bit today on their production Q1, 2018, the production results and operational update. Hopefully we're going to get the guys on the podcast very soon. HUM Gold. What do you reckon, Nick?
HUM. Since the start of March, so really for 2 months, we've gone sideways in the stock. Whenever you see moving averages, the daily moving averages, all bunched up together and flat like this, this means the stock's trading sideways in a range. And what we've done last week was we retested the lows and made a double bottom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. At 30. So we've got a nice double bottom potentially. We know where our support is. That 30 level is also really good, ideal sort of fib retrace if we're going to rally higher from here. So I'm looking for these lows to hold, and you can draw a line and connect the highs from the December highs, and you can see that we're in a wedge. If we get back above the 200-day moving average and back above 35.5, I think that that's a breakout. We're going to rally higher from here, and my target's all the way up here at 56.4.
Yeah. Well, it's improving fundamentals there, and it's all about gold.
Isn't it? Well, it's a bull flag and a double bottom at the moment, and above 35.5. That should be your first target if you're tentatively buying it. Obviously, we're not in an uptrend yet, so don't pile in. But above 35.5, the target is 56.
Cool. Okay, next one is Vissarion, V-R-S. You say Vissarion, I say Vissarion. I got Neil on the podcast later, and they've done another contract with Luxus, and this is producing sort of supply chain stuff. So it's very interesting. The company, and like I say, you know, every other week pretty much doing a deal, Vissarion, which is very interesting. V-R-S, what do you reckon, Nick, on the chart?
So Vissarion, I had two support levels where I was looking for Vissarion to come back to be a buy. The first one was 60. That's where we would have two swings lower, and the second swing would be 61.8 of the first swing. And the second one was half, was the 50% level at 51.4. In other words, we would retrace half of the rally from October 2017. And I thought that perhaps we would do that level because that's where the 200-day moving average is as well. But we've rallied really smartly.
Can I just say, I tweeted out, I've got a support level on this, and I said, could have some serious support here, and it did it, but yeah. It was looking down, so it bounced off it, and I don't know what I didn't use Fibonacci's, I know that for a fact. I think it's used support and resistance levels, you know what I'm saying? But.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's rallied really, really nicely from the 60, big round number 60 level. The confirmation that we've got out of the woods is if we close above the daily 50 moving average and 80, and that's exactly where we are today. So far, we're holding above it. So potentially, I think if we can push through 80, then we've made a bottom and we should look for Vissarion to continue higher. I think we go to 139 or 162 next in this one, but above 80 will get us out of the woods.
Okay, well, what if you like being in the woods? Anyway,
well, then we're gonna go lower to 51.
Oh, I love the woods. Right, mobile streams, a request, MOS. What do you reckon, Nicola?
Actually, you know, when you look, to look for signs of bottoming, this is making a really nice inverted head and shoulders pattern. So potentially MOS could see a nice rally from here. What I like about this one is if we measure the target rule from the inverted head and shoulders pattern that we've got. So in other words, we measure from the low that we made on the 3rd of April to the neckline, which comes in at around 1.62. And then we project it from that neck level. That takes us back to the 200-day moving average and gives us a target of around 2.4. So I like that a lot. Above 2.4, we'll have bottoms and we'll be on our way higher. But that's what I'm looking for. 2.4 initially on a break above 1.62.
Okay, let's do two requests quickly. So Tez on Facebook was RBD, which is Rehobold Resources. RBD, what do you reckon, Nick? And we're also with AEG Active Energy as well.
Rehobold.
From Danny.
Honestly, sometimes I look at this stock and it's like a flat line. It's so sideways waiting for news. However, the positive thing about this stock is the sharp rally, we're looking for an ABC correction to finish, to indicate that we've stopped going lower. And you know, the lows that we made in February, the double bottom lows that we made in February, were a really good level at 0.57. I don't expect us to go back below it, but we're trading sideways in the range. The first indicator that we're going to be popping out of the range is 0.75. Above 0.75, we've made a bottom and we're on our way higher. I would put an alarm on that level, or a price alarm or something, because that would be the signal that we're on our way higher. And then if we measure from those lows, we can get a target that way. And I would say we're going to look for 1.04 or 1.35 next. And then we can say, okay, we've made a bottom above 1.35. But for now, just sideways, waiting for news to pop us out, and above 0.75 in Rehobald will be
okay. You say put some kind of alarm on that? What about an alarm clock? Would that be okay? Or just...
No, a price alarm with a broker. Or if you use trading view charts, I can right click on this line and I can add an alert. And it'll give me an alert when it's popping out. No, that's not.
No, I was just being silly. You obviously can't put an alarm clock on a share price.
Okay, what's the next one?
Active Energy, AEG.
AEG, Active Energy. Hooray.
Yes, the biomass fuel stuff, for say, you know, that kind of stuff. So, what do you reckon, Nicola? AEG for Danny? Danny boy.
When I look at this, I have to say, when I first look at this on the daily, I go, oh, look, this looks a bit toppy. And some people will call this an inverted head and shoulders pattern. I don't think it is. I don't think it's symmetrical enough for that. I think more likely in this stock, I'm going to put my Heiken Ashi candles on so we can see it more clearly.
Yeah, it's quite dark. Put them on. It's quite dark.
I think more likely we've done an ABC correction. So the swing lower that we did on the 14th of March and the swing lower from the end of March, you know, might be our correction over. What the other reason that I think that this might be quite interesting, I'm just going to measure the fibs from high to, this should be a 382. That's good. If we go to a weekly chart of Active Energy, you'll see that we've actually got above the 200 weekly moving average and have found some support and are looking to rally off it. So that says to me that we've got really, really good support around 3.8, 3.7, and that we shouldn't close a week back below it. We should actually continue higher from here. And you can see the reaction that we got when we were underneath the 200 weekly moving average in January 2017. It's a really powerful support and resistance. So if we do continue higher from here, where are we going to go next? I'm going to say 5.74 and then 50% of the entire drop at 6.94 and those highs from 2015.
And the bonus ball will be 47. I thought I said to you that this is a Fibonacci free zone. That is, come on, we got to say, Fibonacci is bordering.
We're holding, let's take the Fibonacci off.
No.
We're holding support from the 200 moving average, and we should rally higher from here. And if we do that, then the two levels that we're looking for support and resistance. So we'll look at these bunched up lows that we've got here around five, but really those highs, all those clustered highs, I think from back in April 2015, are where we should be looking, and that's around 7.2. Okay. So you don't need Fibonacci. You can just look at previous highs and lows. And look, what's the closing price on that opening week in this one? This is where this support and resistance level comes from. Go all the way back to 2010, 2011, and you can see that that's a screaming, you know, obvious level.
Yes, any opportunity, and you love to get your Fibonacci's out, don't you?
No, I'm just saying 7.2, 7.4, 7.5.
Put your Fibonacci's away, dear.
Your target, any rally from here, that's a no-brainer target.
Keep it clean, yeah?
Look at the chart.
Put your Fibonacci's away. Any opportunity, you'd love to get your Fibonacci's out. Now. All right, Nick. I'm just being a bit speechless.
It's only Monday. What's the rest of the week going to be like?
Hey, it's a good day. Do you know what? I did tweet earlier. I don't know what Bob Gelb was on about, but look at my portfolio. It's very bouncy today. And
he didn't like Bob Gelb.
He didn't like Mondays. I'm loving Mondays. If he had the stocks I had, he would love Mondays. Anyway, so Nick, by all means, you know, you can see the video, by the way, not just Nick, but everyone else as well. She's seen the video, by the way. If you listen on the podcast, what I'm trying to say, you haven't got any vision here, but you can get vision and sound at the blog, which is voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
Thanks, Justin. Thanks, everyone, for coming. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for coming. Wipe your feet on the way out.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.